Government has constituted a high-level task force to mount surveillance at various borders and entry points to check and arrest tax evaders. The move, spearheaded by the Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, is to check leakages in the system and ensure efficient revenue mobilization. The country loses huge revenue as a result of tax evasions by individuals and some companies. Briefing the media at Flagstaff House in Accra, the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayarega, said the work of the task force, which comprises members of the security agencies, starts immediately. He also announced that there will be changes very soon in the hierarchy of the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority and other revenue mobilization agencies.
We indicated a few days ago that government is stepping up measures to improve revenue mobilization. The Chief of Staff has set up a high-level task force, and the task force will start its activities in a couple of days. And essentially, they will be mounting surveillance, intercepting, arresting, and checking at the various ports, smuggling activities, importation of goods without paying the appropriate levies, VAT, and apprehending people who are involved in those activities. The reports indicate that there is a significant loss of revenue to the state resulting from people bringing in goods without paying the appropriate taxes. We are also going to have changes in the leadership of SEPs for the various entry points. Those ones will be announced very soon. Some of the Ghana Revenue Authority leadership will also be reviewed in terms of the efforts to ensure that we deal with the issues of revenue leakage, because we also have indications that some businesses are not paying VAT and other taxes that they are supposed to pay. And we have reason to believe that there is failure in terms of the leadership of these agencies stepping up their duty to hold these institutions and agencies accountable in terms of the payment of VAT and other taxes.
Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayarega.